welcome to Kicking a Java Style with Cassie.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the year. That
was It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, covered by my friend Brian Mace. Real quick, before we get started, we're going to take a moment to hear a sponsored ad. I hope you have yourself a good warm cup of coffee, hot chocolate, tea, whatever it is you like to drink, and that you're enjoying this beautiful day wherever you are. Even if the weather is not the best, it is beautiful because we got up and have another day to be thankful for. Another day to, you know, grow in the Lord and to learn new things and, you know, help other people. So I'm sitting outside my backyard letting my chickens, go and free range a little bit. They get out and they eat the bugs and grass and all kinds of things. And so it's not too cold. It's just hoodie weather today here. And of course, when the sun goes down, it'll get pretty chilly out here. But it's one of the things I do for relaxation and, you know, brings a joy to me. It brings peace to sit out here and watch these birds. And I've talked about it before on my podcast. I don't know how I become a chicken woman, but I am. I have backyard chickens and I have lost a couple of them. And I, you know, really struggle with that. I had Barbara Jean and Brock that I've talked about on my podcast before, and they were a matching pair, and Brock was attacked by a dog, and the shock of it, he just didn't survive. And then a neighborhood cat got a hold of my little red bird that I named Reba and got that chicken. I did get two more little red chickens and old English bantams, and I'm sure you can hear my neighbor's dog carrying on now. But anyways, I decided to have a second Reba because, I have a theme here. So I'm minus Brock, but now I have Reba, Lorianne, Van, and Barbara Jean. So I'm not going to replace the other rooster because I live in town and one rooster is more than I'm supposed to have in the first place, but he doesn't get in any trouble. So we'll be okay. I'm going to get another set, you know, as soon as a friend of mine hatches them out and gets them, you know, big enough where I can get them. And I think I'm going to go with the Golden Girls theme on that next set. You know, this time of year, We've talked about it. It's rough for people. And with the pandemic and the election issues and all the drama going on, it makes it harder. And so we have to tap into God's joy. And He has a joy that's supernatural that we can tap into by knowing who we are, by knowing how much He loves us. And, you know, the Bible talks about the joy of the Lord is our strength. And let me tell you, I've needed a lot of extra strength. And right now I'm needing a lot of extra strength not to be a little upset with the neighbor's dog. I don't know what he's carrying on about. But anyways, we need extra strength. We need extra strength to get through the day with the media and the news and all the things that are coming against us. You know, for me, I keep hearing threats of shutdowns and, you know, people are kind of walking in fear and they're not sure what to expect. And, you know, there are states being told they can't have, you know, more than so many family members together, and it's causing anxiety and it's draining people's strength. It's draining their joy. It's draining their peace. And we have to get into the Word of God. We have to get on our faces and pray. We have to humble ourselves before God, and we have to ask Him to just strengthen us, to give us a supernatural joy that we do not understand, because the circumstances around us do not get to determine our level of joy. It's our decision to walk in that. It's our decision to say yes to God's joy, to His strength and His peace, and to no to the outside world, no to the outside voices. It's okay to take more naps. It's okay to say no to the extra activities that are pulling at you. It's okay to let your house go a little bit. Let your kids be a little bit messier than usual. Let them watch a little bit more TV. You know, monitor what they're watching. Make sure it's not the news. Make sure it's positive. Make sure that you're being very careful of what you're talking about in front of your children. I have been told that children's anxiety is out of this world, that kids are coming to school talking about the election. They're coming to school talking about the virus. Little children that shouldn't be, you know, having to talk about these situations. And so we just have to, you know, encourage ourselves, build ourselves up, talk about the things that are positive, you know, deal with things as they come, but keep your mind focused on the things of God, whatever is good, whatever is holy, whatever is pure. Think on those things. Make yourself that grateful list that I've talked about. You know, I'm not going to make this a very long one. I'm going to keep it short because the dog is distracting me. And even though I said all that, I do need to go in and do a little bit of housework at my house. And, you know, hey, I hope you enjoyed that first song. And my featured artist this, you know, week, he is an amazing, sweet man that sings Southern gospel music. And we did the cover song, the Christmas song. I'm going to keep doing Christmas music. And so we're going to end it with Joy to the World from Brian Mace. And, you know, to learn more about him, you can check out his website. The link is in the show notes. You know, go check it out. Get on his Facebook page and follow him. He's got a good heart and he's available to come to churches and to minister. He's in the Missouri area, so we have never got to meet in person, but he's done DJ work. He has a program himself called Gospel Hour Radio. I've been on his program. I've had my own music program on there. I think it was a word program more than that. And so known him for a while, just haven't got to meet him in person, but I know you'll enjoy the song and let it just minister to your heart. Joy to the world. He came. He is our joy. God bless you all. Check out dreamcatcher320.com. There's holiday recipes on there, interviews, blogs about, you know, encouraging words, all kinds of things. God bless and take care.
Sing and heaven and